The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms. Call 327-8686. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. And we are back this morning. Mr. Rector's here today for the after his little hiatus for a couple of weeks. So glad to have him back.
Glad to be back.
We had real good shows while you were gone. Scott came and we had a very good show, I thought. And Miss Sarah last week filled in admirably for you.
Good.
We still want you back with
me. I think she enjoys it. I think it's good for her to stretch out like that and try new things.
It is, and we didn't talk the whole show about Charlie or talk about you.
We actually talked
about grass and trees and shrubs.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're rapidly approaching October, which is pretty much defined as the fall planting season. So how's everything in the Carolina Fresh world this week? The cooler weather, mm-hmm. I know, has to be helping.
Yeah, very good. We were talking to you in the parking lot. You know, your traffic's up, people coming in. We're getting some mulch, started doing mulch deliveries again. And seed, it's time to aerate and seed. But we are waiting on some rain here. But and I just heard on the radio, they didn't say anything for about 2 weeks. So hopefully that's wrong. Hopefully mm-hmm. we get some rain.
Well, the thing is, if you get down deep, it's still pretty moist. It's the top 2 or 3 inch mm-hmm. crust. And if you're aerating for fescue, sometimes it's hard to get the spikes in the ground when it bounces off.
You really
need to be able to break it up a little bit. And until this week, if it did rain, it dried out so quick because of the 95 degree temperatures and the wind blowing. But this past week's been pretty nice. My guys haven't been complaining every day about it being hot. So
we've been coming in and opening the doors, and our cat Aggie. I don't know if you've been to my store. You know Aggie, but Aggie loves this time of year. She goes out on the front and rolls around on the sidewalk and lays out there. She's happy to see it.
Yeah, first time we hadn't had a cat in a long time. And baby was there for about 18 years.
Wow.
Oh, I had people bring the kids just to see the cat.
Yeah.
They didn't buy anything. They came to see the cat.
Yeah, they come in looking for Aggie, too. Where's Aggie at?
That's it. We've had a pretty good week this week, too. Retail sales are up, and traffic's improving. And I think, like you say, if we get a little bit of rain, it would really kick in now. But for 40 years, we've been profound proponents of fall planting now. Mm-hmm. And everybody says, when's the best time to plant? Well, you're it. Now till March mm-hmm. is your ideal time. And, now, we sell more in the spring than we do the rest of the year because people want to see it bloom.
people get excited about spring, but I get excited about fall.
You and me, too. But they've been locked up in the house all winter, and mm-hmm. they're ready to get out. So I don't blame them. I'm ready to get out, too. But it's, I don't know. It's going to be a good fall, it looks like. And we got the best-looking plants we've had probably in 15 years. We had a real good growing seasons this summer. And people don't really realize that with trees and shrubs, in a normal season, you have about 5 growing spurts, what we call them.
Mm-hmm.
And now back in the drought years, we might have 3. Well, it took twice as long to grow some. This year, we're getting ready to start our 6th spurt.
So
we've doubled up on them, and everything's looking real good right now. Had a few disease problems, but nothing real major considering all the rain we had. I thought we'd have a lot more than we have.
Yeah, I was shocked by that. Grass and plants. You know, I thought there would be more fungus and all kind of things going on, but it really, really wasn't.
Well, you're talking about grass now. We've gone ahead and put out our 007 fertilizer, mm-hmm. and we even put a fungicide out.
Yep.
To kind of just be on the safe side before it goes into dormancy. And a couple of them, we've even put a post-emergent weed killer on because mm-hmm. it had some of your fall weeds starting to pop up. And Yep. You know, people pay all that money, they don't want to see any weeds.
Yeah, don't forget, everybody's, you know, it's a lot of work going on now with fescue lawns and stuff, but if you have warm season, Bermuda, Zoysia, Centipede, St. Augustine, don't forget that, like what you just said, you need to put down a pre-emergent. It wouldn't be bad to do a fungus, fungicide out. We are dry right now, but still, you don't want to get a fungus in there this fall, and it goes dormant, you don't see it, and then next spring you'll come out, and it'll be a section, won't come back. And
it'll be weakened.
Yeah. Winter kill is what they call it, but it's really a fungus that gets in there.
And I was really shocked we didn't have more fungus this summer with as wet and humid as it was, because usually the humidity is what kind of eggs it on. And everybody keeps coming in saying how hot it was this summer. This really wasn't a hot summer. The problem this summer was the fluctuation. We'd be 82 one week and 95 the next week, and that
punished people.
They punished trees, shrubs, and me. It hurt me worse than it did the trees and shrubs, I think.
True.
But anyway, boy, that's a quick 7 minutes. Okay, there's the music. We're going to pause for the calls, and we'll be right back.
Experience the peace of mind of Imperial's complete winterizing service. This is Mike Elder. Let the pros at Imperial Pool and Spas put your pool safely to bed for the winter with all the latest winterization techniques.
Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass and Lake Wiley next to Food Lion.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. I'm going to put the plug in here now. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. Come join us. One thing I mentioned, David, when we did our warm season grasses, we used a 007 with pre-emergent kind of thing. I guess that's what y'all recommend.
That's what we sell,
and,
too.
Now, what are you recommending on fescue for the fall?
Fescue for the fall. Well, like I said, it's time to punch holes, aerate, seed, fertilize, and put out some lime. Usually just those three combinations together works good.
What kind of fertilizer are you recommending?
We're recommending a starter fertilizer, which typically has a higher middle number, which is phosphorus. So what we sell is a 16-25-12.
Okay.
And put that out. Each bag we sell covers 10,000 square feet. You can kind of do a lime additive too. Technically, like I tell everybody, you don't know how much lime you need really till you do a soil sample, but we both know around here you probably need a little lime. I hadn't seen too many yards that had over a 7 pH on them, so need to sweeten the soil up a little bit. It's usually pretty acidic around here.
Yeah, it depends on where you're at in York County. We found over there where we are on the northwestern part of Rocky Hill out near the airport, it's old farmland. And if you've got rough rule of thumb, if you got broom straw and cedar trees and pine trees, you generally got a little bit of acidic soil.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get down on the south side of Rock Hill, going down 72 to Chester, 901 over to the interstate. We've called the limestone deposits down there. It gets a little more alkaline in a hurry. Mm-hmm. What we call the blackjacks, which isn't the best soil in the world anyway. Mm-hmm. But we usually find that that's where the higher pH is. It still pays you to do a soil test. Mm-hmm.
And we do them for free, so it doesn't cost you anything. If you bring a sandwich bag in, about a fistful of dirt, or we got bags at the store you can get and just label it and.
We don't deal in dirt. We deal in soils.
That's right. Well, you bring your dirt in, and I'll turn it into soil. How about that?
I don't sell. Right, it's like there. I don't sell anything cheap. I sell reasonable. Cheap gives you negative connotation.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So,
but anyway.
Quality.
Yep. But anyway,
warm season is – now, last year, what I recommended a couple of times, since it was – we kind of were really wet and kind of, I wouldn't say warm, but it was somewhat warm in the winter. We usually recommend doing a pre-emergent October 1st and March 1st. But for some people, I told them to do one in January 1st because I think it just was, we had all that rain. When we have rain, it flushes the product that you put out quicker, uses it up quicker. So if you had some winter weed problems last year in your warm season grasses, I would do three of them this winter. Then
we normally do one. We don't do it the 1st of January, but January 15th to mm-hmm. February 1st for that reason.
Yeah.
There's always a few little things that mm-hmm. pop up when it warms up a little bit, and that way we cut out some complaints before they happen.
Well, Poana is the biggest one, and that's the one why you need to be putting out now because it's germinating now. So it's
Poana is a pain in the backside, especially in fescue yards. Mm-hmm. When you treat it, you can't overseed an area, and especially overseed, because whatever you put down to treat the Poana won't let the seed come up. So
it's a catch 22 kind of thing.
There is a chemical out now, and Tommy knows, but I don't remember the name of it, that you can kill Poana in fescue, but it's terribly expensive.
I could imagine.
It's $600-$700 a gallon. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
And most people say it's not worth it. But then Poana generally doesn't last very long either. And
the good thing about Poana is green. It mixes in fine with fescue, technically. So
kind of looks like a bluegrass to me.
That's kind of what it is. It's called annual bluegrass, is the real name for it. So, and out in California and all that, that's like a regular grass. So.
Yeah.
Here we call it a weed. So.
Well, I had a gentleman tell me a long time ago, and we were just starting out at a seminar one day, and he said his question was, what's the definition of a weed?
Mm-hmm.
Is any plant where you don't want it?
Yep.
You have an oak tree in the middle of the green on the fairway, that's a weed. Yep, that's not where
exactly
you want
right.
it.
It could be a quality grass, but if it's in the wrong place.
If it's in the wrong place, that's a bad
quality plant.
Same thing on the plants. And I'm recommending people now. We're getting some calls in on people wanting work done. But we highly recommend if you're going to do any landscaping, at least do the preliminaries of some sort of plan. Mm-hmm. You don't build your house without house plans. You really don't want to do your landscaping without some landscape plans.
Yeah.
Don't have to be anything formal, but they really need to be where you want to get to. If not, you're going to end up moving stuff around all the time and planting grass and digging it back up every other year. So you're wasting a lot of money. So if you get an idea of where you're going with it,
very, very true with trees and shrubs.
Yeah, we generally like to get the trees and shrubs in, then put the grass in so you're not tearing the grass up while you're putting the trees and shrubs in. But everybody's got their own little thing of how they like to do it. And anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit in just a minute when we get back to the gardener's bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Winterize your pool with the help of the pros at Imperial Pool and Patio. You'll be protecting your investment with BioGuard's Arctic Blue Winterizing Kit. Imperial stocks everything you need to put your pool to bed, including pool covers. Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench, and Mr. Rector's back with me this week after a couple weeks golfing and whatever else you were doing.
Trade show.
How'd the trade show go anyway?
It was good. We buy products from a company called Monroe Hardware, which is over in Monroe, obviously, and we buy shovels and wheelbarrow, all kind of stuff like that. So it's good. They have big trade show and deals and all kind of stuff, and dating. You can buy it now and pay later and all that fun stuff.
That stuff can get you in trouble, trust me. Been there and done that.
Yeah,
but
it can.
There are some good deals to be had.
Yeah.
And it's more of a, I guess, a retail outlet show. I mean, people like you selling hard goods to the public kind of thing.
A lot of salespeople that come in my store, we've become friends, you know, over the years, and it's kind of a great, good relationship. And it's good for him to have customers there. So
it's a good company all the way around. They've been around a long time. I mean, we dealt with them back in the mid-'80s.
So. Yeah, I didn't realize that the Belks owned that. Mr. Belk started that, you know, just everybody knows Belks, obviously, but he owned several things.
So. Oh, yeah. And
I went to Wingate College, and which is Wingate University now, and he donated a lot of money. There's a dorm, Belk dorm, and a couple buildings in there. So yeah.
I didn't know you went to Wingate. How did I miss that all these years?
I
learned something new today. Wingate's
right
good,
over your
it's
head.
A good little school.
Yeah, it's gotten real big now.
Yeah, Tommy went to Catawba Valley Community College up in Hickory. But it specialized in landscape and nursery stuff back then, and they don't do that anymore. But the professors came from NC State and Clemson to teach the classes. So
a lot of people from around here went to that school.
Oh, a ton of them. Ton of them.
Really good program they had going.
And it was technical school then. It was a community college. Now they still have the program, but it's nothing like what it was back when he was there in the 70s.
I think CPCC has a – they're trying to get more into it. But,
well, there was a guy, he's from Rock Hill. He lived over in Woodbridge off Highway 5 and Montgomery Road.
John Holmes.
And I'm going to tell this story out of school, I guess, but the ATC over there in the Northwestern had a Hort program at the time, and the teacher teaching the class was expecting, so she went out on maternity. And John filled in while she was gone. Well, she wasn't coming back. She was going to do something else.
Yeah.
She wasn't leaving, but she's moving into something else. And they were going to hire him, and he didn't have the proper certifications to teach in South Carolina. So he goes up to CPC, and now he's department head.
Yeah.
And John has really gone after the Horty end. I hadn't talked to him in the last year or two, but he used to call me once or twice a year, they've done a real good job up there.
Yeah.
And they're still working towards the goal. And UNCC's got a real good research program going up there. A lot of people don't know about, but they've got a greenhouse. And then we sell them a little bit of stuff for their annual fundraiser.
Well, I hope people will, you know, study and get into that kind of business. I mean, everybody can't sit behind a computer and punch buttons all day. You got to have people to do all kind of jobs.
So. Well, the problem in the nursery business right now, and it's our fault, I say our fault, my generation and the schools and everything else, for the last 20 years, kids have been going to NC State, Clemson, and Georgia, and they've been wanting to be landscape architects.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine, but now there's a surplus of landscape architects. Nobody wanted to get out and get dirty.
Somebody has to actually have
and
a shovel.
An actual production guy, somebody that knows the plants and raises the plants, they can about name the price right now because there's not many of them out there.
Yep.
Supply and demand like everything else. So if a young man's interested in working outside and likes plants, that's the way to go. And it has been for the last 20 years. I mean, some of these bigger nurseries, you can about name your price.
Mm-hmm.
And we've lost some that go to bigger and better things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people work, and then they do their own thing sometimes or go move on up. So
we have a lot of them with us over the years. It's kind of funny. They'll leave us, they'll start their own thing, and they'll do it for 2 or 3 years and realize it's not quite as easy as it looks. And then they'll go back. And a lot of them used to go to work at Stacy's or Metrolina when it was in before both Stacy's when it was up in Huntersville. And that's an awesome place if you ever get a chance to tour it. Everything up there is automated. Mm-hmm. I mean, human hands do not touch any plant.
Well, Metrolina owns Stacy's now,
right? Yeah, they bought Stacy's
out. York Clover area out there.
And they don't do flowers there anymore. It's pretty much all perennials now. And they're selling to that chain store market. So, it's kind of – now, the garden center that was up in Shelby is still open, but the one in York closes when they bought the land. So, Metrolina didn't want to be part of a retail operation. So.
Yep.
I think the old greenhouse is still there. I don't think they ever tore it down. But the other three farms are wide open, gung-ho. But there's a huge demand for plants right now. And right now, we can pretty much get what you want. I don't know how long that's going to last. But the supply seems to have caught up a little bit this summer. And I figure by the 1st of November, that might not be the case anymore.
Yeah.
But it's I hadn't had too many people when I called. They said, we're out already. A few things, a few oddball things that aren't real popular. But, that happens every year. So.
Yeah, it's a lot. Still a lot going on around York County, and it's a good thing. A lot of building going on and progress. And
every week I get somebody come in and talk about, with all the houses being built. Well, the housing being built is a good thing. Don't get me wrong. But each house generally on a subdivision that's what we call tract homes, they put 2 trees and 5 or 6 plants.
Mm-hmm.
One commercial site will take 200 trees.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got minimum requirements.
They put 5 or 6 pounds of sod if they even do sod.
Most of them now, I think, do sod in the front, but they seed the back.
Leave it undone.
I never quite understood that because there's really more stuff going on in the back than there is the front now.
I think it's what you call the least they could do.
Well, I know they'll make it exactly 25-foot setback because they don't want to put any more concrete in the driveway.
I know where you can get more to add to it. Get more to add to it. So.
There you go. Okay, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back to finish this rendition of the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with
quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
This is Kevin Ice at Imperial Pool and Patio. Tired of that old ugly tarp covering your pool? At Imperial, we recommend safety and convenience of a Loop Lock cover. With Loop Lock, opening and closing your pool becomes an easy one-person job.
Ask for Loop Lock at Imperial Pool and Spas of Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
Red 18!
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red Poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can share a Coke with a coach, a mascot, or an MVP.
Chili, chili, chili!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Turbo!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold, delicious!
Share a Coke is back for the fall football season. We all know what comes with being a fan, the ups, the downs, and everything in between. Whether you've just won a big game and want to celebrate with fellow fans or want to share a Coke with your best friend whose team just lost against their arch rival, Coca-Cola has something for you. Share a Coke with a teammate, rival, or a friend this season. Distributed by Rock Hill Coca-Cola Bottling Company.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're getting ready to wrap up this week's show, but I've about forgot. I'm going to stick in here real quick. Towards the ARP Men's Fellowship is having a fundraiser next Saturday, beef hash and chicken bog. $8 a plate or $8 a pound on the chicken bog, $10 a pound on the beef hash. And they were saying 10:30 to 3, but now they're saying 10:30 until they run out.
It
looks like it's going to be a big crowd. So come
you better
over.
Get there early because I went to y'all's Christmas sale thing y'all have around Thanksgiving.
First week of November.
These ladies make casseroles and stuff, and I went in there, and half that stuff was gone.
You couldn't even get in the building hardly.
Cakes and all kind of stuff. But I was just talking about chicken bog the other day, and then I rode down the road to work, and I saw a sign. They posted signs
up everywhere.
So I know where Carolina Fresh is eating lunch next Saturday.
It's some good lunch. I'm not a big hash guy, but hash is kind of a regional thing. Mm-hmm. Outside of this area, you don't hear much about it, but it takes about 14 hours to cook it. They have to cook it all day and half the night. Mm. Chicken bog's pretty easy to fix, but I like the sausage in the chicken bog.
Oh, I can do
without the chicken. If they just put the sausage in there, I'd be fine.
Are you cooking?
No.
No?
I got to work. I got to be here and work. Yeah, you know, they've got a lot of volunteers.
You can bring some samples next Saturday. Maybe that's right.
Anyway, any last thoughts this week?
Yeah, come on, get ready. If you have irrigation, let's go ahead and get your aerating, seeding, fertilizing, lime done. We actually rent. We have an aerator we rent at the store. So if you need that, come on. And like I said, get them in and get them growing. It's the best time of year to grow stuff. So
that's right. It is the time to get them in and get them growing.
Yep. It's beautiful weather. It feels good. Get out there in your yard. And
before we go, though, let me ask you real quick. Do you recommend thatching much anymore, or is that a thing?
Unless your yard is just super thick and you got problems, sometimes the fescue will get real tight and kind of start choking itself out. But unless you got that going on, I wouldn't worry about it.
And we don't do much thatching anymore the last 15 years or so.
Usually, August kind of thatches your yard for you.
Yep.
But aerating and dead spots really good. Just beat it up best you can.
That's it.
We'll see you next week.
We'll be next week on the radio.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686 and by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Gay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.